Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. 34 after. Thank you very much for hanging around with us today. It's good to be with you as always. My website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to check it out. And don't forget to subscribe to our letter, our newsletter that comes every week by email. And so many other things that you can do there on the website. Check it out at jbsba.com. Sam Norwood is our guest. Sam is with Tatum CFO Partners. He's our good friend. Sam, welcome back to the show.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be back with you, Jim.
It's good to have you here, as always. And folks, as I mentioned earlier in the hour, Tatum Partners is an organization that has several hundred partners around the country who are CFOs and CIOs, Chief Information Officers, around the country. And they work with emerging businesses. And these are guys who are out there where the rubber meets the road and doing a lot of business, seeing a lot of things going on. And Sam's organization polls their partners and ask them some critical questions. Sam, tell us the questions that you ask your partners.
We ask our partners, looking back 30 days, did business conditions get better, get worse, or stay about the same? And looking forward 60 days, do you expect business conditions to get better, get worse, or stay about the same? And then we compile those results. We also ask questions about backlog, capital commitments, employment, and financing capital conditions. And so our objective is to give a right now reading on what's going on in the economy overall.
Right.
And we combine these and publish the results and put it on our website so everybody can see what those are.
And once a month, Sam joins us to give us the report on what these guys have to say. And Sam, what are they thinking these days?
Well, everybody's been reading in the newspaper about how good things are going, and so when I report to you that we think right now things are going great, that should come as no surprise. We back in April of this year saw the first uptick, and May and June and July we were saying it looks like to us the recovery is coming on, it's getting better, it's getting better. We think that the rate of improvement, like starting out a new car, your acceleration, reached a peak in August. And although the rate of improvement now is slowing down some, is slowing down to what we believe is a more sustainable level of improvement, and things look really good for us.
Well, and as of sometime in the third quarter, we'd actually gotten to an unsafe speed, hadn't we?
You know, it's been a really long time since there's been an 8.2% improvement in a quarter.
When has that ever happened, Sam?
Jim, it's been at least 20 years, and I think it came maybe in the recovery after the very steep recession of 74, 75.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, I was around in those days. I don't remember any of this. Now, I'm not saying that I was following these indicators in those days like I do now, but I'll tell you, I mean, I remember. I've been right here for the last six recessions and the recoveries of the last six since 1969, and I don't remember a quarter like the third quarter 2003.
Well, it was good. And what we do in our survey is to try to anticipate this. By the time the economists are telling us what happened, our survey has already indicated what's going on, and in fact, it's picked up and used by some economists now as an indicator of what is going on in the current economy before the results actually get published by the Bureau of Labor Statistics.
Right, and but the number was 8.2. I mean, it kept being ratcheted up. It started out at 6.2, then it went to 7.2, and a week later it went to 8.2. And so that's runaway growth right there, folks, that we can't sustain. We don't want to sustain it. But Sam, it was good news. It was a sh- it was an it was a good positive shot in the arm that that all of us needed, wasn't it?
Well, we needed it, and it woke up all of us who are running small businesses to that the experiences that we are individually seeing. The telephone is ringing more often. Orders are coming in. People are coming in the door. Business is picking up. But we don't know, as individual business people, whether it's just us and what we've done last week in advertising or promoting or whatever, or whether this is a general trend. And so our survey is intended to give confidence of what many people may be experiencing but may not have the confidence in really reading as to what's going on in a broader sense.
Stand by, Sam. We're going to take a quick break, folks. It's 20 till. We'll be right back with our good friend Sam Norwood. He's with Tatum Partners. Stay with us. Back, it's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining us today. Let me remind you, coming up in the hour straight ahead, we got a new friend, Daniel Carer, is going to be with us. He's going to talk to us about the 100 best resources for small businesses. And then after that, we're going to be visiting with Leslie Kossoff. She's going to help us take our executive thinking into the year 2004. How do we get ready for 2004 in our minds and as we take our business models into the future? We're visiting with Sam Norwood right now. Sam is with Tatum Partners, and we're talking about the survey that he's conducted of his partners, over 400 partners around the country, and what they say about the economy. Sam, I want to come back to the growth that we experienced in third quarter for just a minute and talk about what I think that meant for us. I remember when the Fed was wringing their hands over the U.S. economy sustaining over 4% growth for, you know, over multiple months, and not believing their own eyes. And I see 8.2% growth in a quarter. I see that the way audiophiles talk about headroom in a stereo system. We know we can crank it up that high without distortion. If we have 100 watts per channel, we know we can crank it up to 60, 70 watts per channel without distortion. We've got the headroom. And to me, that 8.2% was tantamount to headroom for our economy. We don't want to go at that rate. We don't want to sustain that rate. But it lets us know that if we can achieve 8.2 in any quarter, that means that maybe 4.5 every year, you know, quarter in and quarter out, is something that's doable, and without being afraid of it.
It might be 4.5, maybe even 5, because it's a function of two things, both a global trade, which gives us a greater capability of expanding our physical consumption without straining our capacity by importing from other places. That's one factor, but the more important factor, I think, is our own productivity. Our productivity has just improved so much, and so much more of our economy these days compared to 10 or 20 years ago is in the service sector. And the service part of our productivity has improved just enormously in the last 10 years. And it makes it possible to have us grow at a faster rate overall without straining the capacity to do so, without reaching distortion, you might
right.
say.
Mm-hmm. And the good news is, Sam, that I think, based on the things that I'm seeing in the Fed, the Fed people that I'm talking to, it seems to me that they're actually starting to believe that these numbers can be sustained without inflation because of the productivity.
Yes. Let's suppose that productivity is improving at 4%. If the economy were growing at a physical rate of 4% and absent any other change, we would not have expanded employment opportunities at all. Mm-hmm. If our productivity is improving at 4%, we've got to be growing our economy faster than that in order to provide expanded employment opportunities, and we can.
Well, and you know, another thing, Sam, that I think is kind of a bright spot is we've recently seen that productivity is going up around the globe, even in less developed countries than the United States.
I think there's huge opportunity, particularly now in Asia, but also in Europe and other places, the Pacific Rim. The productivity there is improving in virtually every industry. They're modernizing, and they're responding and coming around, and capitalism is taking off in places where it had not really existed before. And I'm thinking here of China, which has now become the engine of growth for the Asian countries, as well as a major player in the world.
You know, China's made me look really smart in the last 3 years, Sam. 3 years ago, I said on this show that capitalism would be a much bigger enemy of communism in China than democracy ever could be.
It's just so successful there. And, you know, Hong Kong was such a great, glaring success during the communist period. Hong Kong was separate and was a British, belonged to a part as part of the British Empire until 1997. And it was just a huge, huge success. And I think the Chinese may have looked at that and said, maybe there's something to this. But in any case, the opportunities are so huge, and they want a place in the world. And the Olympics are going to be there in 2008. They're gearing up, and the whole country is really expanding at a rapid rate. And they need that because the people in China are coming off the farms into the cities, much as they did in our country 50 years ago.
And what a consumer society that's going to become.
Oh, it will be,
Sam. And China is going to accomplish something that Mexico never did, and that was to take advantage of this newfound opportunity that they've got with all the manufacturing, the jobs that are going over there. China is going to take advantage of that in a way that Mexico never did.
Well, Mexico has done okay, and the NAFTA has been a good thing for Mexico, and it's been a good thing for us as well. But the size of China is just so huge, and it's starting from a lower base, and it's just coming along, and I'm happy for that because it improves the probability for peace in the world.
What we're going to talk about when we come back after these messages, folks, is what Sam's group had to say about the next 60 days. They got a little 60-day crystal ball they look into, and we're going to get them to tell us about that right after these messages. It's 10 till. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Sam Norwood. He's with Tatum Partners. If I could show you somehow, but I don't. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with Sam Norwood with Tatum Partners. Sam, give us your website, please.
Website is tatumpartners.com, T-A-T-U-M, partners.com. And that's where we have the survey posted every month, and I think you have it on your website as well.
Yeah, so you can check that out at my site, but also go to tatumpartners.com and check it out there. Folks, this is where you can find out every month. You can get an update if you and of course it doesn't get any better than you and me talking about it, Sam. But if you can't get this or if something we said causes you to want to go look at it again, then check it out there at TatumPartners.com. And Tatum Partners, folks, is a very interesting organization. Sam, tell us about your structure.
Well, we're an outsource supplier of chief financial officers and chief information officers. And so it's like rent a CFO or rent a CIO. We'll come and do it part-time or full-time or interim. And so you get the horsepower that you need when you need it without the commitment that you have to make to an individual if you were to hire them full-time and forever. So it works out to be a very efficient way to get the horsepower of that you need if you're a small and emerging business. You may need one for just part-time, 2 days a week, 3 days a week. Others may need it for a particular length of time while they search for a permanent solution, or many of our partners actually remain partners of ours but serve the role of CFO or CIO in organizations in 26 markets around the country.
Well, this is a great service for emerging companies, and I encourage you folks, if you fall into that category, to check out TatumPartners.com and see what they have to say, and give them a call. Give Sam a call or Doug Tatum or any of the guys over there at Tatum Partners a call about this. Sam, tell us what your partners are saying about the next 60 days.
Well, our partners are very, very optimistic about the next 60 days. And when I say optimistic, I mean realistically enthusiastic about how they see it cumulatively in the next 60 days. For example, when we asked the question for the next 60 days, do you expect business conditions to get better or get worse or stay about the same, some 66% of our respondents expect the economy to, or the conditions as they see it, to improve. Only 5% expect things to get worse, and about 29% expect things to stay about the same. So this is up on our scale. This is an improvement over the recent months, despite the somewhat slower or more subdued experience of the month of November leading up to the December 1st survey. And looking out the next 60 days, they see it conditions doing very, very well.
Well, this is good news, folks. And these guys are not interested in providing. They're not looking for opportunities. They're just seeing it the way they see it. They're calling it the way they see it, and that's good news. These are people out there running businesses just like you and me, and they're reporting on their, you know, how their customers are behaving, how their vendors are behaving, how their companies are operating. What about employment, Sam? How's that looking?
The employment rate actually declined a little bit during the month of November, looking back 30 days, but the expectations looking out 60 days is much better than it has been. So we know that employment and commitments to capital are things that tend to await as a business leader or manager to until you really, really need people and need more capital equipment to run your business.
Well, so exactly. More and more people are doing what I've encouraged them to do. And that is, if you're feeling the need for more help, look to technology first and then hire the people to manage that technology.
About 44% of our respondents expect employment to increase in their companies, their clients' companies, and about 17%. Only 15% expect a decline. So
mm-hmm.
that's
I like that
44%
ratio.
More and 15% less. I think we think that looks pretty good for employment.
Right.
We think backlogs also. A number of our respondents are working as manufacturers, and that area generally is picking up.
Sam, I'm going to have to wrap it up here. We got to go for this hour. Thank you for giving us this report, outstanding report. Thank you very much for your time. We'll see you next month.
Great, Jim.
Thanks. Sam Norwood, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. I will be too, right after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.